today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of the Almighty Allah. Dear brothers, dear sisters, Salamun alaikum. Welcome to this episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Today we're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow, so be with us.
Can't you see this wonder spread in front of you? The clouds floating by, the sky so clear and blue. Planets in their orbits, the moon and the sun, such perfect harmony. Let's start questioning ourselves. Isn't this proof enough for us?
Today, Thursday, is the 23rd of Rabiul Awwal, 1444 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 28th of May, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 20th of October, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. We'll listen to chapter Talaq from the Holy Quran, verse 7.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم لينفق ذو سعة من سعته ومن قدر عليه رزقه فلينفق مما آتاه الله لا يكلف الله نفسا إلا ما آتاها سيجعل الله بعد عسر يسرا.
Let a man of wealth spend from his wealth, and he whose provision is restricted, let him spend from what Allah has given him. Allah does not charge a soul except according to what he has given it. Allah will bring about, after hardship, ease.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Since suffering from straitened circumstances may lead to deviating from the path of truth and justice, the blessed verse closes by saying that Allah Almighty will soon provide them with ease and convenience following their hardships. In other words, they are not supposed to entertain sorrow and be restless since circumstances undergo alteration. Such injunction is applicable to all times, particularly under quiet, straitened circumstances experienced by Muslims. It bears glad tidings of a promising future for the patient. God Almighty will soon grant the patient with His infinite blessings and bounties.
Every morning I wake up and see the splendor of Allah's beauty. The sky at dawn, the silent trees. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. Praise be to Him, supreme is He. As I set to start my day, I think of Allah and I pray. His blessings are with me always. Praise be to Him, most kind is He. Praise be to Him, most kind is He.
Still, we're speaking about waiting for a better tomorrow. How you spend today defines the person you'll be tomorrow. What you do one day at a time eventually makes up your entire life. And ignoring this simple yet crucial rule is why most people live unhappy, unfulfilled lives for decades. They want to have a healthier body and be in better shape by summer, but they don't get their ass up in winter. But they don't try hard in winter. They want to build a profitable digital business and quit their 9-to-5, but they choose Netflix over Hustle on weekends. They never achieve their dreams because they choose to get back to sleep instead of getting up and doing the work.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In the name of Allah, the most compassionate, the most merciful, may Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad and his purified progeny. In this very show, we are going to talk about how to make a better tomorrow. Again, another example of foresight and planning in Quranic teachings includes قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِكُمْ سُنَنٌ فَسِيرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ فَانْظُرُوا كَيْفَ كَانَ عَقِبَةُ الْمُكَذِّبِينَ. There were some nations before you, and they left. So travel around the earth and see how those who rejected the promises of God perished. This is chapter Al Imran, verse 137. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala invites us. If you want to see what happened to those who did not have any program, any planning, any foresight for their todays, they all perished. So take some lessons from them. Again, in another verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِنَّ كَثِيرًا مِنَ الْأَحْبَارِ وَالرُّهْبَانِ لَيَأْكُلُونَ أَمْوَالَ النَّاسِ بِالْبَاطِلِ وَيَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ وَالَّذِينَ يَكْنِزُونَ الذَّهَبَ وَالْفِضَّةَ وَلَا يُنْفِقُونَهَا فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ فَبَشِّرْهُمْ بِعَذَابٍ أَلِيمٍ. Oh, you have faith. Indeed, many of the scribes and monks wrongfully eat up the people's wealth and bar them from the way of Allah, those who treasure up gold and silver and do not spend in the way of Allah. Inform them of a painful punishment. In exchange for what he consumes, man must deliver products or services and serve society in some way. Otherwise, he will be the one of the examples of أكل الأموال بالباطل. That is, they have just eat up, they have just actually collected and consumed, so they didn't have any product. IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
And know you, bring yourself to account. Has any of us ever thought of recording the good and the bad things we do, through which we can from time to time know our balance of good and bad deeds, profits and losses? Every important deed has a record of input and output, profits and losses. If it were left up to people to live randomly and behave as they like without taking heed of a watcher and careful account taker of all things, it would probably have been understandable, although still reckless and foolish, that they forget about the past and self-modifying experiences and rush into the future fearless of sins and mistakes. But the fact is, Allah has recording angels who write down everything we do, from the tiniest action to the largest. And in the Day of Judgment, the record of deeds will be placed open, and you will see the guilty fearful of death within it. You're listening today's special from IRIB English Radio, and now we have setting your alarm. Yes, that is one advice, one tip, one thing to do right now to make tomorrow a better day. Plan to wake up early tomorrow and set your alarm accordingly, starting your day even 15 minutes earlier than you normally would will give you more time to get ready, less trouble with traffic during your commute, and a greater sense of control over your life. If you can get up an hour early or more and dedicate some time to meditating, exercising, or making a healthy breakfast, do it. But set a reasonable goal for yourself. Trying to get up early and failing can be a stressful and frustrating way to start the day, leaving you feeling rushed and defeating the purpose of the exercise.
If we read the Quran from beginning to end, we will discover that Allah is all merciful. There's not a sin that Allah doesn't forgive. Every day, how many times a day do we say Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim? Allah has 99 names, yet He chose for us to repeat this day in and day out. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, the all merciful, the all compassionate. Allah has many names. Allah could have chosen other attributes for us to repeat every day, but He chose these. Ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So this is the first step towards overcoming a difficult past, a negative past, a bad past. It's to make amends with Allah Azza wa Jal. It's to repent to Allah and seek forgiveness, and Allah will forgive, inshallah. This is the first step. This is a cornerstone. The second step, my dear friends, is that we forgive ourselves. We forgive ourselves. If Allah can forgive us, can we not forgive ourselves? There are some that live, they're tormented over what they've done in the past. Whatever it is that they've done, they live in torment. They're tormented, they're tortured. They have stress, they have anxiety of what they've done in the past. They keep punishing themselves for their past mistakes. Now it is time, once you've sought forgiveness from Allah Azza wa Jal, it is time to forgive yourself and to move on. There are some that cannot live. They live with negative thoughts day in and day out. From morning till night, they have negative thoughts of what they've done in the past. And they feel that their past is haunting them and their past can destroy them. The past mistakes that they've done, it is destroying them, it's destroying their lives. These negative thoughts that are paralyzing them, that are not allowing them to move forward and to live their life to the fullest and to enjoy their life, these thoughts need to be blocked away. You need to move on. You need to live your life. You need to enjoy your life. You need to enjoy your family, your friends, what you have in this life. Enjoy it. Move on.
dear brothers and sisters, thank you very much for joining us. It seems that our time is over, so inshallah we continue this interesting topic in the next episode of today's special from IRIB English Radio. Don't forget, follow us on parstoday.com/en. We're going to speak about waiting for a better tomorrow. Till tomorrow, have a nice time.
La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, Aliyul Imami. La fata illa Ali, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami, Aliyul Imami. La ilaha illallah, Allahu Rabbi, Muhammad Nabi, علي إمامي. لا فتى إلا علي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي، علي إمامي.